Coral Island. Ralph waved the conch. This is our island. It's a good island. Until the grown-ups come to fetch us, we'll have fun.
Even if you've never heard of Treasure Island, Swallows and Amazons, or Coral Island, you can pretty much figure out what they are. Ralph's trying to tell everyone how great the island is, how much fun they'll have. It's like in a book, he says. Then everyone starts yelling, Treasure Island, Swallows and Amazons, Coral Island. So those must be names of adventure books that were popular back then. Right now, that's how these guys see their lives on the island, as a big storybook adventure. Let's read on. Start near the top of page 35 where it says, Jack held out his hand for the conch.
Jack held out his hand for the conch. There's pigs, he said. There's food and bathing water in that little stream along there, and everything. Didn't anyone find anything else? He handed the conch back to Ralph and sat down. Apparently, no one had found anything. The older boys first noticed the child when he resisted. There was a group of little boys urging him forward, and he did not want to go. He was a shrimp of a boy, about 6 years old, and one side of his face was blotted out by a mulberry-colored birthmark. He stood now, warped out of the perpendicular by the fierce light of publicity, and he bored into the coarse grass with one toe. He was muttering and about to cry. The other little boys, whispering but serious, pushed him toward Ralph. All right, said Ralph. Come on, then. The small boy looked round in panic. Speak up. The small boy held out his hands for the conch, and the assembly shouted with laughter. At once he snatched back his hands and started to cry. Let him have the conch, shouted Piggy. Let him have it. At last, Ralph induced him to hold the shell, but by then the blow of laughter had taken away the child's voice. Piggy knelt by him, one hand on the great shell, listening and interpreting to the assembly. He wants to know what you're going to do about the snake thing. Ralph laughed, and the other boys laughed with him. The small boy twisted further into himself. Tell us about the snake thing. Now he says it was a beastie. Beastie? A snake thing, ever so big. He saw it.